April 5th, 2023, administrative hearing for Planning Commission.
All right, we'd like to welcome you today to Provo City Planning Commission administrative hearing on April 5th, 2023. I am Javon Reaver, and I'm the hearing officer of this hearing. We have one item on the agenda. Item number one, Dudley and Associate requests project plan approval for a new three-story building office building in the SC3 Regional Shopping Center Zone, located approximately at 4925 North Edgewood Drive, River Waters neighborhood. And I turn the time over to Aaron Artmark.
Yeah, thanks. So this project has come through CRC review and been approved through CRC. And let me kind of orient you. So this is the AMC Theater. This is the Neaters, an office building along 4800 North. So the location is marked here in the red, where the office building would be built at, using some of the excess parking from the development. You can kind of see how that lays out in comparison with the surrounding properties. A couple things to note: that it is fronting the river. That it has been a goal and objective of Provo City General Plan and the River Corridor Plan to start using. What?
Share the screen.
Sorry.
Thanks.
There we go. To use the river as an amenity and not back up to it. So this building actually has an entrance and windows fronting the river, which is a benefit to the project. But as it goes for the zoning code, the proposal would add 43,600 square feet of new office space. It meets all the requirements of the SC3 zone as far as design, permitted use, parking. Everything has been approved through staff review on that. There's a shared parking agreement on the property for the different uses in the area, the theater, the Neaters, the office, existing office, and this new proposed office. As part of that, and there's a pending final subdivision application to kind of mark out this property and to solidify that parking agreement and parking easement. I should also read a public comment we got from Claire and Nicole Adams. We received this today. It states, I live in the residential condominiums located along Edgewood Drive. This proposed project location will create high-speed traffic in our residential community, both in the mornings at start of each business day and at the end of each business day. My wife and I are opposed to the location of this project because of the dangerous hazards of the high-speed rush hour traffic this project location would bring to our residential community. The amount of office traffic incoming from and leaving via University Avenue North on 4800 North Street will be substantial. This heavy traffic along with the speed they will travel through our residential community will create danger to our residences. So just to address that, maybe as I mentioned, the plan did go through staff review, which includes engineering, and they found that the access and traffic flow is sufficient for the street network is sufficient for the traffic that would be generated from this use. So staff wasn't concerned about that. And that's the only public comment that we received on this project. So we are recommending approval, subject to the approval of design review committee. The timing didn't work out where we're having this before the design review committee, but pending that their approval, we would recommend approval on the project.
Great, thanks, Aaron. We'll turn the time over to the applicant if they have anything else they would like to say, or if you think Aaron summed it up, that's fine too.
I wish I could tell this lady. I mean, this is the building is owned by the Gronies. He's going to have his personal office here, and the density of people in this building is going to be about half what it would be for normal building.
And if I could just have you state your name for the record.
Oh, this is Tom Bankhead with L&T Construction. I'm kind of a developer for the Ronnies. But it's, you know, the size of the offices is double what a normal. It's not, you know, I've built a lot of office space out in Thanksgiving County. The density is just about half. So it's not a really dense use, number one. Number two, and I think I've mentioned this as well to you, Aaron, is that we have kind of designed the building to hopefully have retail and some restaurant on the main floor that will have, you know, front on the river and, you know, as the leasing goes forward on the main floor. Just the upper two floors will be office. So I think that'll be a benefit. If you ever go to Heat on Friday night, you better get there earlier. They need more restaurants, so hopefully they're hopeful to get some nice food type things that would go in on the main floor. But other than that, I think that the elevation, I'll have the color board, but this is the greatest elevations. It's basically the same thing. I just eliminated a couple of decks, and I can upload that. I'll have it at the DRC. You know, and Mr. Roney obviously is particular about what he wants. So this is gone. I mean, the footprint's the exact same. It's just the window configuration. They had shown, I think, on the one that you have, the last uploaded one, shown a bunch of doors along the front. Those aren't going to be there on the third floor. So, yeah, that's an older one.
Right here.
And that walkway went away too.
Yeah.
So I will upload that to the site. So, but it's hopefully defined. Like, we've gone round and round and round. I think it's pretty much there.
Anything else?
I think that's basically it. We feel like, I mean, obviously, they feel like the parking. There's plenty of parking. It's not the most underutilized parking lot in Provo, I think. So I think that'll work good. And like I say, it's not a real dense use. There is a little bit of parking inside the building, which will pretty much accommodate the people upstairs. So that's our pitch. Any questions you have, we can answer.
No, not yet. Okay. So. All right, we'll close. We'll open this time to the public. Seeing no public in the room, we'll close the public hearing portion of it. I do have a question for Aaron.
Yes.
Has the is that parking agreement for the shared use, is that do we already have that?
We have
that part of that. Okay. Great. Then The other question is just generically, while it's under construction, is that going to impede more of the movie theater parking or just the within the site plan area?
It will basically be confined all construction to what's in gray right there.
Okay.
You know, we'll probably fence what's shown there.
Uh-huh. But you can have
although it. We won't fence up along the thing, we actually will leave that open so that there's a dumpster back there that they have to access. So it won't impede the, you know, use of the theaters. We do have to cross the parking lot 3 or 4 times with all sorts of utilities, but we'll do those in a phased way to make sure that it's as minimal disruption as possible.
Gotcha. Perfect. Well, I've reviewed the application. I see it meets the criteria of the zone. I think this is a great addition to the neighborhood and to the office park, and to have a new type of office within this area. And I'm going to recommend that we approve this, approve item one with item one, Dudley and Associates request project plan approval for a new 3-story office building in the ST3 Regional Shopping Center zone, located at approximately 4825 North near Edgewood Drive, with conditions that it receives approval from DRC and that the parking agreement also gets recorded with our city recorder on file. Yeah.
Just close the hearing.
All right, and that concludes the hearing. Thank you.
Just so you're aware, I did send this last final thing to